opposed Tories' longer school opening plans. Martin Powell Davies, Socialist Party in Education, SPINED: this callous government's thank you to essential workers will be a further attack on our pay and conditions. For NHS staff, their award is a derisory 1% pay offer. For school staff, Education Secretary Gavin Williamson suggests that schools operate with longer days and shorter holidays. This proposal has nothing to do with helping children. The Tories' continued school cuts, alongside their reckless rush to full school opening, show that they regard schools primarily as a childcare service, not an educational one. Extending hours will not improve education. Children, even more than adults, get tired. Concentration will not be maintained. Compare England with Finland, consistently regarded as one of the highest achieving education systems. Pupils in England already spend almost an hour a day more in school, and get roughly half the summer holidays. Instead of even more time enduring exam factory conditions imposed on schools by league tables and Ofsted, school students after the pandemic need a recovery curriculum that prioritizes their well-being. For their social development, children need leisure time and parents need time with their children. That means better pay and shorter hours, not Williamson's suggestion. Youth and play services should be funded to provide additional support. But these have been slashed by council cuts. Over 20% of new teachers already leave the profession within their first 2 years, rising to 33% within the first 5 years. If the government succeed in imposing even greater working hours, staff turnover will increase even further, damaging education. Government figures show that teachers already work over 50 hours a week. Support staff are pressured into unpaid overtime too. Instead of conditions being made worse, they need to improve. That's why one of the 10 key points in my campaign, to be the National Education Union, NEU, Deputy General Secretary, Martin for DGS.co.uk, is for a national contract for all school staff that sets a genuine limit on overall working hours, not just teachers' directed time. Under current contracts, school employers cannot enforce a longer working day or year. Any move by Tory ministers to try and impose changed contracts must be firmly rejected. Such an attack could not be fought school by school. Unions need to boldly respond with a clear warning that, if the government tries to enforce worse conditions, we will organize national action to defend staff and education.